Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Mike, always good to see you.
Always good to see you, too. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And last week, you left us with a challenge. Why don't you clear it up?
Yes, I said start with the name Catherine. Add an L, then rearrange the result to spell a three-word phrase. Two letters, three letters, five letters. That describes someone who has been found not guilty. What is it?
Well, what is it?
Well, the phrase is in the clear.
Aha.
All right, Ian, tonight is episode number 144 of Any Questions.
Sorry I didn't bring any confetti.
And as any decent multiplication table will tell you, 144 is 12 times 12. So let's see how well you square off against questions about 12s. First up, Little 12 Toes, along with Figure 8 and 3 is a Magic Number, were among the songs that taught multiplication in what classic educational cartoon series?
I'll guess Schoolhouse Rock.
It is Schoolhouse Rock. Little 12 Toes was a cartoon about the duodecimal system, a system where they have 12 digits instead of 10, and the names they gave to the other two digits were Dec and L. In some traditions, the 12 days of Christmas run from December 25th to January 5th. In others, they begin on the 26th and end on the 6th. In both cases, however, January 6th is a feast day referred to by what name? Well, perhaps it'll come to you all of a sudden if you think about it. That's a hint.
It's called the Epiphany?
It's Epiphany, yeah.
Usually I get hung up on the 8 days of Hanukkah, so would not count that as the wheelhouse.
The New York Jets have so far retired five numbers, including number 12, which was retired for what Hall of Fame quarterback who played for the team from 1965 to 1976?
That was Timothy Tebow. No, Joe Namath.
Yes, Joe Namath is correct. The Cowboys and the Steelers don't actually officially retire numbers, but they also have not issued their number 12s since Roger Staubach wore it for the Cowboys and Terry Bradshaw for the Steelers. Currently, every piece of U.S. paper currency is marked with a letter between A and L, representing one of the 12 Federal Reserve districts, which are organized geographically from east to west. District A bills are printed in Boston, and those from District L originate in San Francisco. Where do bills marked with a B come from?
Good question.
It is. Well, if A is Boston, and B is going to be geographically a little bit further west, what might be a large city that might have a bank that could maybe...
Is it New York?
It is New York City. That is correct. New York City is where the Bs come from.
Shouldn't they just mark it NYC?
I know. I don't really. B should be Boston. And finally, three films with the number 12 in their title have been nominated for Best Picture. Two of them are 1949's 12 O'Clock High and 2013's 12 Years a Slave. What 1957 film is the third?
12 Angry Men.
It is 12 Angry Men, yes. And the year that 12 O'Clock High was nominated was the last time that all five Best Picture nominees were in black and white.
Huh.
Well, that performance wasn't gross at all. Ian went 5 for 5 this week. Did you get all 12, 5 questions right? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
You can take a break from your times tables and visit wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge. Mike, don't give us the dozens.
Another well-known group of 12 is the signs of the zodiac. Start with the signs Taurus and Leo. Drop one letter, and you can rearrange the rest to spell a two-word phrase, five letters, three letters, that means eliminates. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, we'll get to work on the challenge and see you in this same spot this time next week.
We will see you then.